Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want to make a podcast? Spotify's got a platform that lets you make one super easily, distribute it everywhere, and even earn money. All in one place for free. It's called Spotify for Podcasters, and here's how it works. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or your computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else podcasts are heard. Video podcasts are also available on Spotify. And when you want to take conversations with your fans to the next level, Q&As and polls are the best way to get them talking. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can earn money in a variety of ways, including ads and podcast subscriptions. Ever since I discovered Spotify for Podcasters, I feel so supported in the creation and distribution of my show. Spotify for Podcasters hosts masterclasses, office hours, and more to help creators develop and fine-tune their skills. I highly recommend you give it a try. Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasters to get started.
Get everything you need for your holiday meal at Whole Foods Market. Right now, you'll find animal welfare certified rib roasts on sale. It's a deliciously crowd-pleasing centerpiece. Plus, save on spiral sliced ham, bone-in lamb, and seasonal produce like sweet potatoes and Honeycrisp apples. For ready-to-eat sides, head to the prepared food section. Done. And remember that Whole Foods Market caters. Order gourmet catering at shop.wfm.com. Bring the holiday magic with Whole Foods Market.
Every single year we set goals, we've got our, you know, yearly goals, maybe our 5-year goals, maybe our quarterly goals, whatever it is. By the end of the year, it's very, very, very normal to look back and be like, oh, I didn't get that done. Or, oh, this thing shifted and now I'm really behind in this specific area. Or, oh, I was gonna do that, but I never even got started. There seems to be this pressure of like, oh my gosh, I have to get it done in the next 30 days or else I'm not gonna finish the year strong. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to or back to the show. Thank you so much for clicking on this episode. I have been on my phone all morning. And specifically on Instagram all morning. And that's because you guys will not stop tagging me in your Spotify Wrapped. So first and foremost, I wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I am blown away at some of the statistics that you guys are sharing with me. Someone spent like 4,000 hours listening to the show. They were in the 0.05 top percent of listeners. I'm like, how? I think that she wins. Like if someone has spent more than 4,000 hours listening to the show, or minutes, I think it was minutes. Could you imagine if it was 4,000 hours? How crazy would that be? But yeah, 4,000 minutes listening to the show. If you've spent more than that, DM me because I want to talk to you. And I want to know how you're not tired of my voice because I will edit the podcast and literally I'll be sitting there and I try to use headphones if I'm editing, but sometimes if like Lexi walks in from like a workout or something and I'm just in the kitchen editing and I'm just playing it out loud, maybe I'm like wrapping up the episode, playing it out loud. And I'm like, ugh, I will literally say to Lexi, ugh, I'm so tired of this chick. All she does is talk and just like make a joke of it. Or if someone plays one of my reels and I'm in the room, I'll be like, oh my gosh, shut up. That chick is so annoying. But just as more of a joke because truly like listening to myself talk all day is hard. And anyway, it's all just kind of a joke, but I am just shocked at the amount of time that you guys have spent on this show. And I'm just so, so, so grateful. I like don't even have words. Like I know that people listen to this show, but then seeing your Spotify Wraps just reminds me how much bigger this show is than just me and how much of a difference it's making in your life and the lives of people across the world. And I'm just so grateful for your constant love, your constant support, coming back each week to listen. I'm reposting everybody. Be sure to post about it. Tag me at Lily Ray Co at 8020pod, 8020pod. And I can't wait to see your Wrapped. I'm so happy. And it's so cool seeing my podcaster friends next to each other on the Wrapped. It's so cool to see my friend Tori, who host Manifest with Tori DeSimone. It's cool to see my friend Callie Jardine. It's cool to see, who else did I see? Skinny Dipping, my girl Kayla, she's the best. And it's just so cool to see like me and all my friends just like on your Spotify Wrapped. It's crazy. So no matter who you got on your Spotify Wrapped, I know that they so appreciate you posting about it. So post about it, tag them. Or if you're shy and you don't want to post publicly, just shoot them a DM. Let them know what you thought of their show this year. Send them a little thank you. And it's just super cool to see.
Get everything you need for your holiday meal at Whole Foods Market. Right now, you'll find animal welfare certified rib roasts on sale. It's a deliciously crowd-pleasing centerpiece. Plus, save on spiral sliced ham, bone-in lamb, and seasonal produce like sweet potatoes and Honeycrisp apples. For ready-to-eat sides, head to the prepared food section. Done. And remember that Whole Foods Market caters. Order gourmet catering at shop.wfm.com. Bring the holiday magic with Whole Foods Market.
Okay, how to finish the year strong. This is a topic that I hear thrown around this time every year. It's the end of November, early December, and how to finish the year strong is a very, very, very important thing to a lot of people. And it makes total sense. Every single year we set goals, we've got our, you know, yearly goals, maybe our 5-year goals, maybe our quarterly goals, whatever it is. And by the end of the year, it's very, very, very normal to look back and be like, oh, I didn't get that done. Or, oh, this thing shifted and now I'm really behind in this specific area. Or, oh, I was going to do that, but I never even got started. That's a big one for me. I was going to do that. I had the idea, the intention was there, but I never got started. And so when you look at the calendar and you realize, oh, it's December and I haven't even done insert task here, there seems to be this pressure of like, oh my gosh, I have to get it done in the next 30 days or else I'm not going to finish the year strong. Simultaneously, while we feel like we have to do one final push, it's the final countdown, get those Q4 goals done, it's also the most wonderful time of year and the most busy time of year. Like I have something on the calendar every weekend or something on the calendar almost every single weeknight. And it's just that time of year where everyone wants to do a holiday party and everyone wants to do, you know, a secret Santa exchange. And there's events going on and there's things to do and there's trips to take. And it is just a very, very, very busy time of year. And for some reason, we have this concept kind of drilled into us naturally that while we have extremely busy calendars, we also need to put ourselves as a top priority and make all these goals that we wanted to happen during 2023 happen before 2023 is over. So there's two things going on. You're really, really busy because it's just that time of year, but you also feel like you need to get all your goals done right now, even the ones that you never even started that are probably going to take like 6 months or more to do. And to be quite honest with you guys, those things really can't coexist. And let me tell you why. When you say yes to one thing, you're saying no to something else. And I'm not saying that that's a bad concept because it's just kind of a natural one and it's just kind of how we have to operate. When you say yes to going to the gym, you're saying no to sleeping in. When you say yes to a social activity, maybe you're saying no to spending extra time on that term paper that's due in 2 weeks. When you say yes to spending time with one friend group, you're saying no to spending time with another. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just kind of how it is. And so I want you to be very, very conscious of A, how you're spending your time during the next 30 or so days, and B, what your true priorities are. This time last year, I did a series called Podmas where I posted a podcast episode, or tried to, every single day. And while that was great, I thought it was super cool. You guys really enjoyed it. It was not healthy because I was pouring way, 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 way too much into creating content, into the show, which I didn't think at the time would be a bad thing because I thought that, you know, you're going to get out what you put in. And if you put in 1,000%, you're going to get 1,000% back. And that was not the case. I put in 1,000% and I felt like absolute garbage. And I sacrificed social events. I sacrificed time with friends. And for me now in this season of my life, nothing is more important than my people. And so being able to put the phone away, being able to hang the mic up and go actually spend time with the people that I love, that's a priority for me this year. So what does it mean to actually finish the year strong? What does that actually look like? I've got 3 bullet points here for you guys. So we're going to dive right into the first one. Point number one is that wellness trends for 2024, you guys are going to love this. I'm not saying that I'm necessarily a trendsetter, but I kind of am, because the number one wellness trend for 2024 that's predicted is none other than the concept, the principle, the practice of rest. You heard it, guys. Rest. That's the number one predicted wellness trend of 2024. Rest. Something so freaking simple. You would think that it would be ice baths. You would think that it would be a specific workout. You would think that it would be a new supplement or something like that. But no, it is the most basic thing that you can do, and that is to rest, to do nothing. That's the number one wellness trend. Guys, I've been saying this. I've been saying this all year long. Rest. And Healing Girl Summer was all about rest. And I've seen such a change in myself, my mental health, my relationships, my friendships. My priorities have completely shifted because I've made rest a top priority. And I feel kind of validated to some degree. And I know that I don't need to seek validation from a statistic, but I feel validated in what I've been saying and what you guys have been telling me. Like the DMs that I get, hey, Lily, I actually decided to, you know, drop 2 of my workouts and just rest instead. And I've actually felt better in the gym. I felt stronger. I've actually been able to insert thing here because I've been able to rest. And seeing that makes me so freaking happy. You guys have no idea. I've been saying it. You've been practicing it. And now we're finally seeing articles and wellness trends and, you know, all these reports being like, hey, rest is going to be in next year, which I think is really, really cool. If you want to be trendy, if you want to be cool in 2024, I think rest is going to be your number one priority. It's got to be your number one priority. Forget the Stanley Cups, forget the ice baths. Rest is in, you guys. Rest is in. I'm really, really excited for you guys to read my chapter in Deserts to Mountaintops, which is coming out in January. And in that chapter, I really, really paint the picture of what rest means to me now and how just hard hustle culture made my life. Hustle culture and hookup culture, and we can get into that a different day, but hopefully see a different side of me or just like learn more about me when you read that chapter. If you guys have no idea what I'm talking about, I'll link some stuff in the description. But in short, I'm writing a chapter, or I wrote a chapter in an anthology for women, and the theme of the anthology is radical self-acceptance. So these are 20 stories from 20 women who have radically accepted themselves, and I feel like this past year has been a huge, huge journey of self-development and self-acceptance. And I really felt called to be a part of this project. So that book is called Deserts to Mountaintops, Volume 2. So I will link that in the show notes if you guys are interested in that book. It'll be out on January 25th, 2024. But in that writing process, I really, really, really started to learn a lot about myself. This will all connect in just a second, so stick with me. But I really realized when I was writing that chapter that something was missing. And so I think that writing really helped me turn inward and realize that I needed something that was bigger than myself. And that's when I really started to step back into my faith. And one verse that really, really stuck out to me when I first cracked back open my Bible in the first time in years was Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Be Still was a little bit of a call out for me. Because if you know me, you know that I love to go do stuff. And I don't like sitting on the couch. I don't like playing board games because I think that they're a waste of time. I don't like going to the movies because I think that sitting there looking at a screen for 2 hours is a waste of time. And I'm a little bit of a workaholic. And so the words be still was quite the call out. You kind of toe the line sometimes of like, okay, well, then how do I balance productivity and being a good worker and a hard worker with being still and taking rest? And so that's something that I'm still struggling to find a balance of. But I really think for me, this call out of being still kind of pulled me out of the darkness of always needing to be on the go, always needing more, always feeling unfulfilled, because I believed the lie that I had to, that I was never going to amount to anything if I wasn't busy. And so if you fall into this category of struggling to take rest, just know that I'm right there with you. I am not perfect. And I know that I've been talking about rest for months and months now, but it's just something that has been so heavily placed on my heart to discuss. And it's something that I struggle with every single day, but it's something that is wildly important. I think that that's why it's the number one trend for 2024. Point number two is to do more of what you love. And this kind of falls under the category of high impact habits, and how when you love your habits and you really truly do want to do your habits, it's going to all naturally fall into place. I just did an episode on this with my little sister, Lexi. If you guys haven't listened, you totally should, because it's a good one. But the 80-20 principle at its core is the idea that we do a lot of things, but not a lot of those things are important. Very, very, very few things are truly important. Are 20% of the things that you do contributing big time to your life as a whole? What habits, what daily practices, what activities do you really, truly love and want to do? Are they contributing greatly to your overall success? Are they benefiting you? When we think about high impact habits, it's easy to go to the basics, right? Go to the gym, drink your water, eat healthy, all that stuff. But I want you to really, really consider the things that you love and really, really consider the things that you do on a daily basis and ask yourself, are these contributing to my overall purpose in life? Are these contributing to me being the best version of me that I possibly can? Are these contributing to the greater good? I won't bore you guys with too much repetitive stuff because I just did an episode on purpose as well, but your habits that you do every single day, the little rituals, the little routines, the little practices, call it what you want, they all are really the same thing. Those are what ground you. Those are really your foundation. And when they are highly impactful and benefiting you in the best way possible, your life is going to change. And so I don't know what these high impact habits are for you. It's going to be different depending on your lifestyle and what you put as a top priority. But I encourage you during this season of finishing the year strong, you make your high impact habits a top priority. Point number three is the concept that slow and steady wins the race. When you feel the pull to finish the year strong, a natural side effect of that is rushing everything. And I'm personally really big on rushing things. I want things done right now. I want things to happen quick. I prefer it hard and fast. Like, I'm your go-to girl if you want things done right now. And because of that, I get myself into a lot of trouble. And something that could be a true strength, which is getting things done and being productive, also has failed me time and time and time again, because I desire things to happen so quickly, but oftentimes the best things that happen aren't the things that are rushed. I'm currently working on a new podcast cover for 80-20, and I did a photo shoot a couple weeks ago, and the photos came out and I just don't love them. And I didn't really like a couple things about it. It just wasn't really the vibe. Like, you know, when you look back at something and you're like, that's like kind of what I was going for, but like, it's just really not the vibe. And I was really ready to just say, whatever, I don't really care that these didn't turn out the way that I wanted them to. I'm just going to slap the 80-20 logo on it and call it a day. But then I felt a little nudge to just be patient and to just wait and to just take my time and let my graphic designer do her thing and trust the process and all of the things, and just wait, because the cover that I just got mock-ups of yesterday looks so much better than what I could have whipped up on Canva, because I wanted to be impatient. I think about like soup, like when you cook it and then it always tastes better the next day, or when you make cookies and the dough needs to sit in the fridge for like 12 hours before you can cook it. Like, those are always the best meals or the best cookies because you had to wait a little bit longer, and it's always worth waiting for. You always eat it and you're like, oh my gosh, this was so good. Like, I can't believe I wanted to like rush it because it's like so much better now. Same concept applies. And I just have to remind myself that nothing good comes rushed. And I'm reminding you that nothing good comes rushed. So if you feel like in the next 30 days, you have to rush something to finish the year strong, that's a lie. What's the difference between December 30th and January 30th? You know, like, I mean, really, like, yeah, the difference is an additional 30 days, but maybe during that additional 30 days, you get ideas that you didn't have in December. Maybe during that additional 30 days, you get feedback from a mentor that you wouldn't have had if you rushed it. Maybe for some reason, your audience grows significantly and you sell 2, 3, 4 times the amount of product that you would have if you launched in December, or whatever the situation is. Those are very just like businessy examples, but I really do think that nothing good ever comes rushed. So if you're working on a project, or if you're working on a fitness goal, or if you're working on even a relationship, if you've got a crush on someone, just take it slow. It doesn't need to happen right now. Like, you have time. It's okay. You don't have to rush things. Just let it unfold and let it happen. And nothing good happens when it's rushed. Slow and steady wins the race every single time. So those are my 3 tips on how to finish the year strong. The first point is rest, wellness trend, rest. Point number 2 is incorporate more of the things that you love as high impact habits. And number 3 is that slow and steady wins the race. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, please, please, please be sure to leave a rate, leave a review. That just helps more people find and listen to the show. I'm also hosting a giveaway. If you leave a review on Apple Podcasts, you get entered into a chance to win either an espresso machine or tickets to Podcast Movement Evolutions in LA in March, which is something that I will be at. Just write a review on Apple Podcasts, screenshot it, and email it to me, and you will get entered into a chance to win the giveaway. Like I said at the beginning, I am just so grateful for you guys. It's so cool to see all that you're posting about Spotify Wrapped and just all the love that I always get on these types of episodes. So thank you guys so, so much for listening and for coming back each week to do so. I hope that you guys have a great rest of your day. Go out there, finish the year strong in the best, healthiest way possible. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you soon.